High pressure will build in from our west, passing just south of the region today and off the mid-Atlantic coast later this afternoon. After the chilly start to this morning, temperatures will rebound nicely this afternoon with ample sunshine and will actually wind up above normal for the day. As the high moves off the coast, winds will shift more into the south and southwest and increase to 10 to 15 miles an hour, helping to usher in the milder air. A general southwesterly flow will develop across much of the east coast as the high moves offshore and a trough approaches from the west. That southerly flow will help temperatures to stay a bit milder tonight into tomorrow as well. As low pressure moves into the Great Lakes Thursday, the winds will become gusty. It'll still be a warm day with high temperatures running 10 to 20 degrees above normal. There will be a slight chance for some showers during the day, but a better chance during the evening as that surface low tracks toward eastern Canada. It'll be a mild and muggy night Thursday to round out March and kick off the month of April. That system will drag a slow-moving cold front across the region as we head through the day on Friday with a soaking rain for most. Temperatures will still be mild Friday, but much cooler air will begin to make its way in over the weekend with a seasonably cool air on Saturday and significantly colder air for Sunday as the secondary Arctic front moves across the region in association with the Clipper system later Saturday. That chilly air could spark off a potent lake effect event, but a lot of that will depend on exactly which way the wind is blowing and whether we have enough fetch for the lake response to really pick up. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the central and southern plains to the middle and lower Mississippi Valley. There's a marginal risk of severe storms across parts of the Midwest and south central states. Strong to severe storms will be possible from portions of the central and southern plains into the lower and middle Mississippi Valley region today. The threat may persist into the overnight over the lower Mississippi Valley area. Damaging winds, large hail, and tornadoes will all be possible. Multiple rounds and areas of strong to severe thunderstorms are expected today from East Texas and the lower Mississippi Valley northward across parts of the southern and central plains and adjacent mid-Missouri Valley. A positively tilted upper trough will migrate eastward across the plains from the southwestern states and southern Rockies. Initial vorticity maxima ahead of the main trough will overspread parts of the southern plains and Ozarks during the morning and shift northeast toward the mid-Mississippi Valley during the afternoon and overnight. At the same time, strong warm advection regime will transport richer Gulf moisture northward from the upper Texas coast and Sabine Valley through portions of the central and southern plains and lower and mid-Mississippi Valley region. A surface low over western Nebraska this morning will track eastward across southern Nebraska and northern Kansas with a cold front slash dry line extending southward through Kansas and Oklahoma into central Texas. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, it'll be sunny with a high in the upper 50s. In Boston, sunny with a high in the mid-50s and a west wind becoming southwest in the afternoon. And in Buffalo, sunny with a high near 60 degrees and a south wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 51 degrees with a record of 86 set in 1986. Normal minimum temperature is 31 degrees with a record of 7 above set in 1970. Sunrise and sunset data for today, March the 30th, 2016. Sunrise at 6:40 a.m. and sunset will come at 7:20 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Wednesday will be sunny with a high in the low 50s, a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, not as cool, lows in the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny today with a high in the upper 50s. For tonight, partly cloudy, not as cool, lows in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly sunny today, high temperatures in the mid-50s. Tonight, mostly cloudy and not as cold, with lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, sunny today with a high in the mid-50s. For tonight, partly cloudy, not as cool, lows in the upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunny today with a high in the mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening, then becoming mostly cloudy, lows down near 40 degrees. Your extended forecast region-wide for Thursday, a chance of showers, windy and warm with highs in the low and mid-60s. Friday, showers likely, highs in the mid-50s to low 60s. Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of showers, highs in the mid and upper 40s. Sunday, partly sunny and cold with highs in the mid-20s to low 30s. Monday, mostly sunny and chilly with highs in the low and mid-30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Katarina.